As darkness fell over the city, John Decker stood at the hotel room window and watched London's twinkling lights turn on. Somewhere out in the vast metropolis was Mina, held captive by a ruthless killer who would stop at nothing to get the watch currently sitting in the hotel room safe. After departing Martin Slade's flat near the university campus, Decker had bid a temporary goodbye to Detective Inspector Meade. The detective inspector headed back to the station, while Cullum and Decker returned to the hotel. The first thing Decker did was place a call to Adam Hunt. There were certain items he wished to procure in anticipation of a meeting with Abraham Turner. While none of the requested objects were impossible to source without Hunt's help, his involvement would speed things up exponentially. Now, with all that arranged, all they could do was wait. Cullum paced back and forth, the inaction driving him insane. His first instinct was to rush out and search for Mina, but since neither of them had any clue where she might be, it was a pointless endeavor. As the detective inspector had pointed out, London was a big place. Mina could be anywhere, and finding her among a population of 9 million people would be impossible. So they waited. "Would you stop that? You're making me even more nervous than I already am," Decker said as Cullum completed yet another lap of the small room.
"I need to be doing something," Cullum replied.
He glanced at Decker, who had just turned from the window to observe him.
"I don't know how you can be so calm."
"I'm far from calm. Terrified would be a better description," Decker replied.
It was all he could do to not jump up and punch the wall, but it would do no good. Unrestrained emotion would not save Mina. No matter how hard it was, Decker needed to keep a clear head.
"Irrespective of my mood, the situation is currently out of our control. Expending unnecessary energy that we may need later will do no one any good. Mina is counting on us to find her. I intend to do that. In the meantime, my energy is best spent by reining in my fear and analyzing the situation with a cool head."
"And what are your analytical skills telling you?"
"You were an Army Ranger before joining CUSP," Decker said. "Trained to assess the situation from all angles and act accordingly, even when it went against your base instincts. This may not be a battlefield, but we're dealing with a cunning enemy who has the advantage on us. What's your training telling you we should do?"
"Wait for the enemy to reveal himself," Cullum answered, finally coming to a halt and facing Decker. "Let him come to us and then obtain the tactical advantage."
"Which is precisely what we must do. Today's turn of events has left us no choice."
"Except that we've been waiting in this hotel room for 2 hours and he hasn't contacted us." There was frustration printed all over Cullum's face. "He must know we have the watch. Why hasn't he called?"
"He wants us to worry," Decker said. "The longer he leaves it, the more anxious we will become, and more likely to agree to his terms."
"He's letting us fry in our own grease," Cullum said.
"Huh?"
Decker shot the Irishman a confused look.
"Just something my mother used to say," Cullum replied.
"Your mother had a strange turn of phrase, but it's an accurate analogy."
"Yeah, well, it's driving me insane."
"He'll contact us before the night is out. I'm sure of it," Decker said.
Then, as if to prove him right, the phone rang,